Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Family. Welcome back to the Pink Moon Podcast. This is your boy Sean, aka Next Tuesday. And I have a lovely, lovely, cute, gracious guest with me. Please introduce yourself, young lady.
Hi, my name is Nihan, and I'm originally from Germany, and I live in Miami since a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Miami?
It's a long story. I lived in Texas for a couple of months, and I didn't like Texas at all. No disrespect to my Texas people, but where I was living was not cool. And then I wanted to move back home, but actually I had a homegirl here that went to school, and she's from the same hometown like in Germany. Okay. And then I visited her, and then I fell in love with Miami.
All right, so being in Miami, like, what's the difference between Miami and Texas?
A lot more diverse people, and I love diversity. I love different cultures. Yeah. I love different languages. I love different types of food. Don't get me wrong, Mexican food in Texas is fire. It's fire. Yeah. I don't find that here. But Texas, it was either a bunch of, like, white people, Mexicans, and that was pretty much it. I mean, you have also a black community, but it's not really that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back at home in Germany, like, have you ever dealt with, like, racism at all?
I mean, my parents, like, my grandparents are immigrants, so they immigrated from Turkey in the in the 1960s. So in Germany, I'm not really seen as a German person. I'm, like, you know, a Turkish person. And I mean, comparing it to the racism that is going on in the U.S., I don't even want to say I experienced racism, because it's nowhere comparable.
Right.
But definitely there were situations where I got judged by, you know, people because of my heritage, or because how my name sounds, or, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, but I mean, there is racism in Germany, but mostly it's just stupid comments from people.
Yeah, same. Because, like, even, like, growing up in North Carolina, like, I've dealt with it at a young age. And I think people back in North Carolina, they don't really say anything. It's more like they stare.
You know what I'm saying? They make you feel uncomfortable, but
So sometimes they'd be like, yo, what is that white girl doing with this black guy? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it gets kind of weird at times. And then sometimes you want to say, like, bro, what the fuck are you looking at? You know what I'm saying? But then again, you want to be respectful of people's feelings. And nowadays, people are very sensitive of what you say. You know what I'm saying?
So you never spoke up?
Huh?
You never spoke up?
No, back then, though, I mean, I just dealt with it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe they like what they see. You know what I'm saying?
I ask him, you want a picture?
Or right, whatever. Facts. But, yeah, I just, at a young age, I didn't know how to deal with it. And I don't know, my grandparents at the time, there was so much, like, injustice going on in, like, the early 2000s and shit.
Mm.
They didn't want me to date white girls because of, like, things that they've seen in the past of, like, false accusations and things of that nature, like rape and all that.
And
all
everything,
you know,
yeah.
So, my grandparents didn't want me to date a white girl at all. But, you know what I'm saying? You're attracted to, you know what I'm saying? So, so it was kind of weird, like, 7th grade, like, hiding. When I had to call her, my cousin had to call for me to talk to her. Because she could have a boyfriend, but then again, like, parents know if it's a black dude or a white dude's voice sometimes.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at that time,
I was
mad country, you know what I'm saying? My accent would just come out. You could tell I wasn't a white guy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how to deal with it, but it didn't last that long because I couldn't mentally deal with that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? So I eventually evolved from that. But moving to Miami, I didn't know anything about, like, all these multiple cultures that we have in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, growing up in North Carolina, you know, there's black, white, Mexicans, and Puerto Ricans, and Jamaicans. And the only reason I knew that Puerto Ricans because of BT. Dominican, you know, like, you know, the black television show. I mean, TV.
No, I don't know.
BET.
No. Well, I grew up in Germany.
You don't know BET?
BET. Yeah. I'm high.
Oh my god. Yeah. So BET rap videos. So obviously through that, I knew about, like, Dominicans and Cubans and Puerto Ricans. But, like, moving to Miami was like a whole, like, culture
different,
shock. You know what I'm saying? Like, finding out about, like, people from Chile or Venezuela or Colombia, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it was a big culture shock, but it's all about adjusting to your surroundings. So that's one of the things I took from North Carolina, because I was so friendly and shit, so I think adjusting was really easy to me when I moved down there.
But they tell you not to be friendly in Miami, though, because I get judged for being too friendly.
But What is saying hello? How's that being friendly by saying hello?
I don't know, but I was told I was too friendly.
Listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with being friendly, you know what I'm saying? Say hello. You can't be mean mugging down the street.
See, and I swear to God, it brings you so much further in the world, because you give them great energy, they give you great energy back.
Right.
Like, you know, you're not going to get shit with being just mean and grumpy. Facts. Like, if you go somewhere and say, hey, how are you? It's a whole nother, energy going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and this world is getting crazy, and then now Miami is, literally about to go back on lockdown. Everything is, all the gyms, restaurants are closing tomorrow.
The gyms stayed open.
The gyms are staying open?
The gyms will stay open, just, you have to wear a mask while you're working out.
A motherfucker's gonna pass out. How the fuck you can wear a mask while you're working out?
Or you have to work out outside, and then you have to be 10 feet apart without a mask.
Listen, man, there's germs everywhere. You're not gonna get rid of germs, bro. Like, I don't care how much you wash your hands and all the other extra shit, bro. Like, all this corona shit is like a big, strong virus. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're getting a bad cold. Obviously, you don't want to die from it. You don't want to get sick from it. But, bro, like, we got to live our lives, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, if you, I don't know. It's just, I feel like, let's be honest, comparing, how it was in Germany, because I was recently in Germany, and then how it... I seen it in New York too. When I flew back from Germany, I stopped in New York. Miami really didn't give a fuck. We didn't give a fuck. Let's be honest. We didn't give any single fuck about quarantine or anything.
Right.
And we opened up way too soon, and then all the vacation people came in.
Actually, we didn't open that soon. Atlanta, Houston opened up really quickly. Not far who was open. But everybody, people from New York, Detroit, Memphis was coming down, because when I was at the mall, a lot of tourists were literally from those areas. You know what I'm saying? Really? Yeah. So.
Yeah, because also in New York, you can inside sitting didn't even open yet, and here we're closing it again. Right. You know what I mean?
It's so weird. And LA is the same shit. They've been on lockdown for a while now too. So.
Yeah, I have a homeboy in LA, and he told me some shit is closing down, but it depends on counties.
Mm-hmm.
Like Broward County is open too.
But see, Broward is spaced out.
But Fort Lauderdale is Broward, right?
Yeah. So, it's like you got the city parts of Fort Lauderdale. I mean, Broward, Fort Lauderdale, whatever. You want to minimize it as. And then you have, the country part of, Plantation, where everything's literally spaced out. And you can't use public transportation to get around. You need a car. You get what I'm saying? So, it's not that bad compared to Miami as far as, traffic and
everything. Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? But we also had a lot of tourists here. That fucked it up too.
But off this negative energy, as far as you know what I'm saying, politics and shit, what was one thing you learned about yourself during COVID? One thing you learned about yourself.
Damn. I'm not prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
To trust my gut more. To trust my gut more.
And specifically, what does that mean?
And be a little bit more selfish.
In what ways?
Just think about myself first in some situations. Okay.
That's good.
Not even that, just be more selfish with my time and put my effort in myself.
Okay.
Focus on things during quarantine I was feeling super bored. I didn't have shit to do. I didn't work full time, and then there was not a lot of work to do either. Now it's picking up again. But it was just, and I didn't got shit to do, you know?
Right.
And then I wasn't doing so good and whatever. And then I went to Germany. And that gave me even though it was really emotionally exhausting.
Right.
It was tough for me too. But it still gave me a lot of energy. And then I came back completely. You know how snakes peel their skin?
Right.
Yeah, I just peeled my skin. Okay. Now I'm fresh, you know?
All right.
And then also, Mars is in Aries until January. So I have 6 months and I'm in Aries. So I have 6 months of full energy boost. Shit, I became one of these people.
Wow, okay.
Lori, that's your fault. No, actually, it's my homegirl that I met in Texas, actually.
Okay.
And we still, even though we spend really little time, maybe we hung out a month or something, and then she moved away.
Yeah.
But we always stayed close. We always stayed friends. Like, she knows everything that's going on in my life.
Right.
And then she recently visited me before I went to Germany. She came. That was really good.
So, let's get to the bullshit. So, how do you feel about this August Alsina and Jada Pinkett Smith vibes? And, like,
Let me finish.
How do you feel about being in an open relationship while you're married? So I'm gonna give you the floor to vent, and then I'm gonna go after you.
Okay. First of all, August, you don't do that shit, man. You like, you know, he must be mad about something. Either he was like, Jada, let's get serious, and she said, come back to the reality, August, and he like felt petty or some shit, but you don't do that shit, man.
Nah, legit though, he fell in love, and she probably told him what it was that they would hang out, and they didn't want to be like out in the open taking pictures and shit, and she wanted someone to comfort with, you know what I'm saying, to have sex and like have a good time with. And when you're spending a lot of time with someone that's older than you, especially someone like Jada Pinkett Smith,
yeah, I know. August is a broken soul.
She can comfort you in ways you haven't felt comfort before. So that can make you fall in love. You know what I'm saying?
And August is a broken soul, man. Yeah, his brother died and everything.
Yeah, and
he was sick with his eyes.
Exactly. So I imagine going through all that and having someone to be there to support you and that truly, genuinely loves you. And then you're getting the permission from Will saying, yeah,
you
bro.
You believe that? Really?
Yeah. Because how she explained it, they want to be in a committed in a commitment to be together, a partnership. But it's no longer sexual.
Meaning, you're telling me Will ain't hitting that no more, and they're not making out and not kissing, no fucking, no nothing.
I mean, that's their choice. You know what I'm saying? It's their choice. But when someone wants to be with you still and to do that through your part, but sexually you want to be involved with someone else, then I guess we'll have to approve that. I don't think they're just having random ass people come in and out. I think Jada has approval. Who Will fucks with, and then Will do the same thing.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's that respect. So.
But they sit all at one table together. That's weird, man.
It's weird, but like each his own. You know what I'm saying? That means they was already open to like. For them to do this, they probably been open to threesomes and all that type of shit already. For them just to be like, you know what?
Yeah, but a threesome is something else.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. But like, for them to be in their big ass, mansion ass house, and yeah, Will is on the other side of the house. She's on the other side doing her thing. And then they come and have dinner and talk about their lives or whatever day and business. And then, you know what I'm saying? If it's not sexually there, then she goes to August or whatever.
Did he not post like, or am I like hallucinating? But did he not recently but a couple months ago, like something about his wife and.
I mean, yeah, but it was a weird situation. It's a weird situation. But me personally, I don't think I could do that in a marriage. And like, if I'm dating someone, maybe, depending on what it's about. But in a marriage, I think I would be one to commit to like one person. Not be in a committed relationship, but then not be attracted to one you anymore and type shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing. That's a really difficult topic. Like, I don't think if you want to have an open relationship, then I don't think you want to have a relationship. Then you're just a fuck boy, and you wanna save the good one.
What?
Yeah, like you have multiple girls, you don't want to give up your fuck boy life.
Okay.
No.
But, yeah, you don't want to give it up, but.
Oh, like okay, but the thing is like. Let me say it like this. A lot of females would accept an open relationship where the guy fucks other people. Mm. But guys wouldn't do that.
You right.
Guys wouldn't do that. So that's what I'm saying. Basically, you're just a fuckboy. And females are not like that either. I mean, I don't know what's with that's Jada.
Cap. That's cap.
What you mean that's cap?
That's cap. Because females think like men as well. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Females think like men.
Yeah. When it comes to okay, like, but we still—it's still different. It's still like another thing. We still are more emotional.
To a certain extent, because you have like what August is doing right now. He's emotionally bent on their relationship, and Jada hasn't even said anything about anything. You know what I'm saying? So. that goes to show you sometimes, you know, men has feelings too.
Yeah, I'm not saying men don't have feelings, but I'm just saying, like, I think the key is always honesty.
Yeah.
And communication. If you're honest about what you want, and if you're honest about what you don't want,
yeah,
that's easy, because that doesn't leave a question mark in people's head, you know? And that's the thing that fucks you over.
Right, that's true.
So if, you know, if you, let's say I would meet someone and I would fall in love, and the guy would say, like, look, like, I like you and I fuck with you and it's cool and we can spend time together and da da da, but I don't want to be in a committed relationship with you. But then, A, it's my choice. If I say, okay, I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Or B, it's my choice to say, ah, fuck, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
But that's why a lot of guys don't say that, because they're too scared of option B, because if they like her and just, you know what I mean? So they pretend to be, like, in a committed relationship and do the cheating.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just... That's the fucked up way, because then you cheat. But if you're open and communicate and say, I'm just, look, I have to have sex with other people.
Yeah, and I think most people will respect that, but people, that's the issue. People don't want to be honest about what they want to do.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because that can lead into, like, STDs, HIV, all this
extra. Everything, yeah. Why you need to communicate. You need to tell what you want and what the rules are. You got to get some ground rules.
Right.
You know? Like, I would always say, I was like, look, I don't want to have no baby situation. I'm out.
Oh, no baby mama in the situation, no babies and all that?
Like, if somebody is in, you know, let's say you are in a relationship, but you still want to have sex with other people.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but, I hate that I have to say that, but, I'm the main chick.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the main.
Yeah.
Okay, so as main, my rules would be, I don't want no baby. Like, don't get anyone pregnant.
Okay, all right.
No fucking STDs, nothing, anything. If something happens, I will fuck you up.
But that's the scary part, because you gotta trust the dude just to wear rubber every time you fuck somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, okay, but that's one chance you get.
But you won't know that, though. So, my thing is, the only way you will feel safe is if he's telling you honestly who he's fucking with. And you have access to his phones and all that. And
he's, no, I don't want to know shit.
But I'm giving you an example, and to where he would get tested every month.
Okay, he needs to get tested every month anyway.
That's what I'm saying. But like,
then you get it tested every month. But like, don't, no baby, no STDs. I don't want to see or hear anything about it. If you want to get another phone and leave it in the car or whatever, I don't care. But I want to hear nothing. I don't want nobody looking at me funny or, like, you know, having girls in my face that, like, oh, I'm fucking your man. I don't want that.
That's some funny ass shit.
So you're going to respect me.
Right.
And then you can do whatever you want, bro.
Yeah. I respect that.
Man, I grew up with guys. And sadly to say, I just know not every man can be 100% loyal.
That's cap. I'm loyal.
Not every man.
I've never cheated on my girl. Never.
But not every man can do that.
They can do it. It's just a mental choice.
But some men just doesn't work.
Right. You're right.
It's just because I grew up with them and I know, like, they're amazing guys. I love them all. Oh, God. Their girlfriend's here. <You're> stupid. Who the fuck is that? No. But some men can just... They just have to... Fuck another girl every now and then.
Yeah. No, listen. 15 to 20 minutes of a great time isn't worth hardships after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, once you're done with it, it's like, damn. I fucked around with my girl. Damn. Like, I'm out here doing God knows what, but like, if my girl was to do that, I'd be ready to kill myself. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess most of you guys gotta think like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing unto others as you want them to do unto you. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you gotta take. You gotta just take it by stride.
Yeah. But that's not this.
It's easier said than done, of course. But
for me, it's not the thing. Like, but I don't know. I feel like I have so many good male friends, and I see so much shit because they, like, open to me about shit. You know?
Yeah.
that for me, just like, for me, it's like, no, I gotta go.
Oh yeah, just say you have to leave my podcast on air. Thank you for saying that.
Are you on Jesus. Air?
Yeah, I'm on air. Like,
is that like live laugh?
I got. Listen, sorry guys, she's new to this, but I have to post this. Like, I can't. I'm not finna edit this. I don't edit. Everything is. Oh, yeah, everything is like I go through it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm a realist. I'm gonna do all the choppy choppy editing shit. So yeah, guys, this will be in the video of her saying she has to leave because she has to go work out and get a six pack, which is cool.
Yes.
But I'm gonna cut it short. So our next topic that we're gonna talk about these upcoming sporting events. Also current events on hip hop. Did you guys check out Teyana Taylor's album? Watch out for Dani Leigh, she's dope as fuck. And then I think hopefully T.I. and 50 Cent are doing that verse challenge. Hopefully 50 Cent takes on that challenge from T.I. So we'll see what happens with that.
You don't like T.I.?
No, I do. I'm a 50 Cent fan, but but T.I. was calling 50 out to do a verse battle and shit on Instagram. So we went for that response and all of that. So it's pretty funny. But with that being said, man, it's your boy Sean, a.k.a. Nick Suze. If you ain't here at first, you heard it from me. You are loved. Make sure y'all be safe. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Brush your teeth, you know what I'm saying? Eat healthy.
Mouthwash.
Try to eat healthy and smoke one for the bro. You hear? Signing off. Cheers.